CMC family, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, our gracious King, our Savior, our confidant, our friend, our all in all, we come to you this morning, give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O God, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, for the mouth to be able to speak praises in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the originators of this call, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, that they took up the mandate, O God, and followed the orders that you gave them. And now we are here celebrating and giving you praise. 8 years later, glory be to God. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Father, you know what they stand in need of, and so we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that are overtaking them. We thank you, Lord, for our speaker who is going to bring a mighty word this morning. Oh, God, that we know that it's going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we start this day. And that message that we hear today, oh, God, we will not only just get fat on it ourselves, we will share it with someone else. Now, Father, we ask that you bless the speaker indeed, bless our entire household from the oldest to the youngest in the name of Jesus. You have already anointed her voice to speak, Father, so help her to give it to us just like you gave it to her. Now, God, we bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus because he has no right, no time, no place on this call. This call is saturated by the blood of the Lamb, and we give you praise that it will go through with clarity. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and only you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever, ever loses its power. Amen. Well, my TNC family, you know I just love y'all, me some y'all. I am so happy and delighted to be able to share our 8th anniversary with such a wonderful group of friends and family. And now, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I just love, love, love me from you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I thank you. Love you so much, Minister Willow Peterson. Thank you for greeting and seating all of God's people as we welcome each and every one of you to our telecommunications sanctuary. And as she has said, even more so, we welcome you to the celebration of our 8 years of the Master's Call Faithfulness. All this month, we have been celebrating. We have been lifting up the name of Jesus. We have been so blessed with so many speakers who have come from years past, even up to today, to join in the celebration. And we're most excited because you have chosen to call in on this Tuesday, the 23rd of October, as we head toward the actual day of our founding, which is October 25th in 2010. Humbled to start this vision with Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and myself, and when God illuminated in our hearts to have this call, he did give us a scripture that can be found in the 88th division of Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The mission statement that the Lord downloaded into our hearts that we decree every day is we're here to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website where we have archived all the messages throughout this journey that God has allowed us to have. And our website is themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And we encourage you to go there where all the messages have been archived, all the bios of our many speakers from the beginning up to now, where you can take your time and read about these awesome men and women of God who have graced this call and been able to deposit into our spirits some phenomenal words. I always tell people, if you need a word break, if you need your heart encouraged, your mind renewed, go on and click on www.themasterscall.net and just click on the buffet spread of so many awesome messages that we know will encourage your heart. Now, our theme for this year is in 2018, through me, meaning each and every one of us have something to do. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, this is a call that's an equal opportunity lender. See, that, what does that mean? Well, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willa did so well this morning, if you'd like to host, like I'm doing right now, or if the Lord has downloaded a strategic word into your heart, we want it. We'll put on our spiritual bib and scoot up to the table and feast on that word. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report, and we encourage you to submit all of those to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or me, yours truly, we will get back in touch with you. Now, what brought us all together? What's the thread that united and yoked our hearts together? Well, it's a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, which was started by the Diaz de Leon family. Yes, we are a family Christian-owned company that is entering 29 years of service, and we have, as our prayer general says, the best products on this side of heaven. And we encourage you, if you're not familiar with what we're about, Artist Life, please get back with the person who invited you to come out and be on this call. Because immediately after this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, which is our training call where we empower, educate, and edify our Artist Life family every Monday through Friday. And there's a great team of leaders that give out vital information each and every day about these phenomenal garments, the coffee. I'm sipping on my little weight loss coffee this morning, or our skincare line. I tell you, we have so much that we want to let you know about. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And some of you all may have carriers that try to charge you a little bit, like PCS, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, or T-Mobile. Well, we have a bypass number, a bridge number, as it's called, that we encourage you to dial first, and you'll need that for calling in and the playback number. And that bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Well, we are excited as we continue in our journey this month with powerful men and women of God that have come before you to download a word, and today is absolutely no exception. This young lady has been on the journey with us all along the way. So love and appreciate her, and most of you know her because of her greeting when she comes on the line. She's had an exciting event happened in her life recently. She is now Pastor Candy Gillino Wilson. And again, she's no stranger to the call. I'm going to encourage you to go to the website because she has an extensive bio, but just a little bit for those of you who may be our first-time listeners. She has two adult children, as she loves to say, Jaira Gillino Elizi and S. Alexander. She was married to Stanley Gillino for almost 39 years prior to his transition, and now is a new bride to Brother Harold Wilson. She was a licensed retired Illinois teacher and a corporate executive with Fortune 500 companies for many years in the Chicago area. She has had a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that that's where you put your faith in the blood of Jesus, and the storms of life cannot defeat us. She has been a part, when she was in Chicago, of the Joseph School for Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant in the Illinois Small Business Development Center. She has relocated down to Tennessee, and there God has continued to allow the many gifts and talents and to be a blessing to the body of Christ there in that area. Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life. But because she so believes in living above the clouds, she has been a bright light, an inspiration, an encourager, a true, a rooted, grounded member of the Master's Call family. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece bringing, we know, an on-time message, minister, pastor, new bride, the woman of God we love, Candy Delano Wilson. Good morning, daughter. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Praise God, we are still here. 8 years and counting.
Amen.
This is the Master's Call. And you know what? Three words come to my mind. The first word is dedication, which is the state of being dedicated. The second word is diligence, which is a constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken, persistent exertion of mind and body. And the third word is determination, which means the act of coming to a decision and settling a purpose. What also comes to mind is two names, the names of two extraordinary women, Dr. Pastor D.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two women have demonstrated those three words over the past 8 years. These two women are the thread that have woven this call together over the years. They are the fiber and the foundation of the Master's Call. And I'm confident that I can speak for every person who participates in the production of this call each day after day after day, each week after week after week, and each year after year after year. My thanks goes out to these two women and to all of the other ministers, along with me, who support Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa in bringing this call to you, our wonderful listeners, every morning. And they are my BGFF, Minister Willa Peterson, Minister Jackie Henderson, Minister Robin Wilson, Minister Brenda Terrell, Minister Todd Brown, Minister Benita Cates, Minister Rebecca Thomas, Minister Cynthia Cox, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, Minister Everett Thomas, Minister Wanda Walker, and I heard our original prayer general come on this morning, who was with us for many years, Minister Amber Estes, and I know she's married now, and I'm not sure what that last name is, but I love you all and count it an absolute joy and privilege to stand beside you in being a part of this amazing ministry, the Master's Call, which is all about the Master. And many thanks to all of you who make the Master's Call a part of your morning worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Daddy God, thank you for another day to honor you, another day to worship you,
another day to speak your word and bring light into this dark world. I release all of me. I release my mind. I release my lips. I release my voice so that my words become your words, unfiltered, unchecked, unhindered, and unchanged. I come today with an unapologetic assault on the diabolical lies and schemes that the enemy has launched on every believer on this call. I come against confusion. I come against complacency. I come against religion and deception. Have your way, Lord. I bind every demonic attack against this call and your word. I loose and release the spirit of the Lord, the angelic voices, to saturate the atmosphere, confirming your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Well, TMC family, the topic of my message today is, I have a dream. I believe it was the title of the last speech the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made before he was assassinated. So, I want to begin by reading the beginning and the end of that speech. It goes like this. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. 50 years ago, a great American whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree is a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who have been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro is still not through. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still badly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in a corner of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. So we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. My message today is, I have a dream. And at the end of his speech, he goes on to say, this will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land where the pilgrims cry from every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountains of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountains of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. When we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every city and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, great God of mighty, we are free at last. Dr. King had a dream. He had a dream in which he believed so profoundly that he risked his very life over and over, year after year, until at the tender age of 39, his dream cost him his life. TNC family, you too have a dream. Just like Dr. King, you have a God-given dream. God, the dream giver, deposited a dream inside Dr. King. He deposited a dream in you and every one of his children. That is what he does. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nation." Dreams are what set us apart as God's children. He gave us our personalities. He gave us our gifts. He gave us our fingerprints, our DNA, and our own dreams. They are fragile and precious. They reveal the activity we would choose above all others in life. They set out the goal we instinctively feel we were made to pursue. What would we trade simply for the experience of the quest of this dream? Nearly everything. Where would we go in order to see it to fruition? Nearly anywhere. What would we give in price? All of our lives? All of our time? Everything we have to give. Nothing within us is more powerful than the dream, except God Almighty himself, who placed it there and gave it his power. God knitted the delicate thread of your dream into the very fabric of your soul. It is essentially who you are, and your imagination will eventually take its very shape. I'm reminded of something I heard the late Dr. Miles Monroe say, and that is this: the wealthiest people in all of the world are in the cemetery. Those people died before their dream, that invention, that cure for a disease, that bestseller, that new way of doing something was ever known to society because their dream went to the grave along with them. Excuse me. I'm told that when Walt Disney, when Disney World was finished, Mrs. Disney overheard a longtime friend of the Disney family who had known them long before Disney World began. She heard him say, "I wish Walt could have seen this." She smiled and replied, "He did." You see, TMC family, Disney World is Walt's dream manifested. The master's call is the manifestation of a dream to women, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa. So, my friends, the fact is, you too are a dreamer. Every stride you have taken in education, in family, in vocation, has been propelled by the high energy fuel of your dreams and vision. But those were only the beginning. Even now, there is the seed of a dream within you. So then, can you follow your dream? How do you do it? The title of my message is, "I Have a Dream." But it is really all about God, who is, among so many other things, a dream giver and a dream enabler. He is not concerned with your fears and limitations, but with joy and possibility. He wants you to chase that dream even more than you yourself want it, because he knows that all roads for his children lead back to him. And in the end, he is the dream, and his dream is you. He is the destination, the first step in the journey, and the journey's end for the one great adventure of your life, and that your life is always awaited. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, wow, wow. I have a dream. That was so powerful, so prophetic. Landed on everybody's plate this morning. I have a dream. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Candy, for that rich word, just reminding us the bigger picture that each and every one of us have an assignment from God downloaded into our hearts and our spirits. And some of us have tried to put on our spiritual Reeboks and run, but we might as well realize we can't outrun God and the vision and the dream that he's given us. So we thank you, woman of God, for that rich word this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you today, first for this year, anointed mouthpiece who truly brought us a rhema word, a reminding word, but an illuminating word of what the bigger picture is as we're building the kingdom, as we each accept the mandate, embrace our dream. Father, you are glorified, and we in turn are edified. Excuse me. So we ask you to pour back virtue into Pastor Candy, continue to stir up the gifts of God. Continue to let her hear off the Holy Ghost breath words like these that stir our hearts and encourage our spirits of what kingdom building is all about. Now, Father, we thank you again for 8 years of your faithfulness to each and every one of us and into the Master's call, for each and every family member represented on the line today. God, you know their individual needs as we pray corporately. Now, Father, we send special prayers out to our dear pastor, LaVonya Lewis, with the homegoing of this little six-month-old baby and the mother, and for the husband who had to bury a wife and a son. Oh, give strength to that family. Let them feel the prayers. Our Father, in times like these, we can only look to you, knowing you give the supernatural shalom peace, and you comfort us like no one else can do. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your divine intervention. Now, Father, for others who've had loved ones transition, and especially as we're approaching the holidays, be thy comfort. And we send words of comfort to Minister Kahn's father. We just send the peace of God, the strength of God to him, Father. We lift up and send the Jehovah Rapha healing to Mother Jessie Broomfield. Father, be with her, encourage her heart, that entire family. We've asked for you to intervene with her home situation as well as her health. And we stand strong knowing that you're a God that hears and answers prayer. We continue to call out Doug's name and lift up Doug Grace. He belongs to you. Continue to strengthen his heart. Now, Father, I just thank you from near to far. Remind us of the dream. Some of us have to go back and dust off our dream, but we're asking you to intervene. We're asking you to give us the strength. We're asking you to download the favor and order our steps, and we will, as we commit and submit to you, be your ambassadors. We will continue to be true and good stewards of our dream, and that all we do and all we say, it will head toward the manifestation as we demonstrate your power with the expectation in our hearts that each dream is a reality. We won't take it to the grave. We'll do our part on this side to make sure that we fulfill our assignments. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow, we have had an awesome, awesome, awesome time today as we continue in our month-long celebration of the Master's Call. 8 years, folks. 8 years every Monday through Friday, being a holiday, any day that fell on Monday through Friday for 8 years. We've never missed a day, and we know that is truly only because of the goodness of our Lord and Savior. So we're encouraging you all to stay on the train of empowerment, of encouragement, and enrichment, and asking you to join us on the new morning motivational call, which is immediately following. That number is, again, 712 770-4005, PIN code 294-617-POUND. And if you need that bypass number, again, it is 716-293-9707. And again, we're encouraging you to visit our website and let others know we're here and that we are always going to be that backbone, that place where you can receive a word, receive love, encouragement, and be able to enhance your day here at the Master's Call. I am going to call Pastor Candy to come back now and give us our benediction. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for your life, for your faithfulness to this call and to this ministry. And we just speak the blessings of God for that rich deposit you made into each and every one of us today. You now come give us our benediction. Thank you.
Thank you. Father God, I pray each person on this call. I pray, oh God, that they are blessed coming in and blessed going out. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. I pray that the dream you have placed in them be recognized by them with uncertainty, with clarity, and with certainty. I pray that every listener will embrace their dream and pursue it without fear or frustration. Lord, I pray that we will see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, amen. TMC family, go out. Have an extraordinary day in Christ. Bye-bye.